Welcome to Love Lighthouse Podcast, and with me, Vicky Elizabeth Semple. So did you know the bishop, or was he just your bishop? One of the first questions from the person sitting next to me at the church during the funeral of the bishop emeritus. Then we got into a quick chat about what it is to actually know someone. I don't always think that knowing someone is as much about the amount of time spent with someone as it is about the way Jesus expressed it when he was told his family were waiting to see him, and he replied by saying, "My mother and my brethren are these which hear the word of God and do it." And that's from Luke chapter 8, verse 21. So today's topic is about what it is to know someone and how this is expressed in the scriptures. If we take our definition to know someone, it would actually be to know God and then to know someone else who also knows God and who together with us holds Holy Communion in and with God together. If you think of it, God is the three-stranded cord or what binds anyone meaningfully together, or sometimes people say one of the three parts of the three-stranded cord, the one that is the most important one binding us together. If two people know God, they are going to share similar thoughts about God and the world together that others who do not know God may not. That is what binds them. Their shared love and knowledge of God and these similarities help to keep them together. I have a friend who I knew in one way or one level in university whilst we attended the same course, but now we are very much both actively working on our relationship with God mindfully out with university and in our everyday lives at home and wherever we are. In a new and even more abundant way, I can't say more dedicated way, as it's just a different kind, and that now I talk more about faith in a way where I am saying God's name. So in some ways, if I were Jewish, I may even say that I was even more reverent in my youth. Now I know my friend in a deeper way. I feel though, as I am mindfully mulling over the scripture and what is in my heart based on my faith whenever we communicate. If we were speaking about our challenges, at times I can now think in my mind, perhaps we should be giving more thanks, as I will think of the reality that God is good to us and all we need to do is rest more and to trust in God in such times for us to, you know, do better with each challenge. This also comes from the Mass and the scripture which says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Even typing this made me think about it. I looked around and gave thanks for where I was and the ability to do what I am, to be here preparing for the podcast and mulling its content, to be sitting with a hot caramel latte and to have eaten a lovely star bar, to have my laptop to do this work, and also know I am being paid for this. The design of the cafe I am sitting in and the lighting, to the chance to also take a rest in the midst of my typing. But these are little things. These were little things. These are from my notes. And there is so much more. My union with God, my family and my friends, and the life I live at large are all what I am thankful for at large. To know someone is to be aware of when we need to give or they need to give more thanks in our lives, just by listening to each other, yet also the mercy for self and others, them, you know, as well, when they are in the space in between. So to know someone is also a sense of shared understanding with that mercy for each other. There is also the kind of knowing of each other that is far more closer in relationship, such as was with Mary and Joseph, which would be a more intimate type of relationship, it is thought, as they were mother and father to Jesus. It says in the Bible that Joseph knew her, Mary that is, not until she had her first child, Jesus. There are many varying ideas as to what this means. The Reformed Church at times often present this as meaning that Mary and Joseph had a sexual relationship, whereas the Catholic Church at large believe Mary to have remained a chaste virgin throughout her life. It is not made overly explicit either way in the scripture. However, Revelation talks about the woman, and it is believed to have been Mary that is written about as going through a quicker set of circumstances whereby her child was taken up and the devil chases her, and her earth helps her escape. Her life is spoken of in such a way as to describe her as being dedicated to her child, and then pretty much being on her own with the help of the world, God that is. Although these two parts of the Bible are quite varied in terms of timeline and description, they do not help to add any further information to Mary as being with a man in a more down-to-earth way when she is described laterally in the book of Revelation. Now we can look at what the Bible says with regards to not knowing people. When we do not know someone, they may be termed as stranger, as we know. Yet, even strangers, of course, we are informed to treat with respect and kindly, as it says in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 2. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by this some have entertained angels without knowing it. So the fact that we also have entertained angels, some people have entertained angels without even knowing it, shows also that sometimes we think some people are strangers when they really are not. They are part of the communion in Christ, as angels of God certainly are that. Which reminds me of the fact that I had found a circular pendant shape on a floor nearby the cafe, and it said just that on it, angel. I also recall meeting someone when I travelled through the red, white and blue state of New Jersey who gave me his company card. On it, it said the word angel in green writing, and I believe with a gold or beige colour too. We never know sometimes. You never know until you know. Ultimately, of the believer and those of us who are believers together, we know each other because we know God, and we are aware that God also knows us too, as it is written in Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. God knew us before we were even formed in the womb. I recall telling a sheriff in Scotland how I knew my daughter before she was born, and how also her friends had known each other since they were in the womb. And of all people, you would expect a sheriff to know about these things. But he just questioned me on this and wrote profusely notes on the matter as I began to explain what I meant. So obviously I knew my daughter before she was born because I was conceiving her with God, as I very much knew God. And so like Mary in the scriptures, I knew the power overcame me and I was overshadowed by her very conception from spirit to thought form, that she was not so long after quickly conceived of in the womb physically. It was very much spirit to thought form first and then physical in occurrence, and certainly not any other way about for me. And I was very clear about that, therefore, with the sheriff. Now, as in the case of the sheriff then getting to know me by how I expressed myself, which was a product of knowing God, so there is also to know of someone for how they are, or what they say, or how they are a person of God, such as it is also written in Isaiah chapter 61, verse 9, then Their offspring will be known among the nations, and their descendants in the midst of the peoples. All who see them will recognize them, because they are the offspring whom the Lord has blessed." This was a godly conception blessing, and no flesh world situation only or alone. In other words, the child and I were known to God before she came about in our physical world for certain. Part 3. The earthly father of my child is someone, obviously, who I can therefore know on the deepest level aside from God. Someone who I am connected to on this level has a shared bond by the child that was sent into our lives and does not ever depart. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 12. "And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken." That is why marriage and union is so important, and also how marriage and union is so important to be navigated with and by God, just as it was with Mary and Joseph and God. Mark chapter 10 verse 9. "What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder."